Other advances in stabilization technology have been in the area of compaction. There's still a great deal of debate as to how deep one can go.
There's a definite problem with deep lift stabilization and getting the density down the bottom. Although with the equipment we use nowadays, we can achieve much deeper compaction than what we could in the past.
The deepest you can go is 400 millimetres, but that's quite difficult because then you've got to compact it in one go. So most of the work done is between 200 and 300 millimetres in one layer.
The best I could ever possibly do this in an RTA job was 375 depth.
I would think it would be very difficult to compact 400 millimetres well enough. My understanding would be the limit would be around 300 millimetres.
Do you think it would ever be necessary to go deeper than 400 mil for any kind of pavement?
I guess some years ago we said it wouldn't be necessary to go deeper than 200 mil, and now we're hitting the 350 to 400, so possibly in the future, yes. There have been machines developed that will stabilise to 500 mil, and they're used on land reclamation sites and soil modification rather than full pavement construction.
There were some very large vibrating padfoot rollers that came onto the scene that were able to achieve good compaction for 300 millimetres plus. In some circumstances, you cannot get 100% compaction for the full layer, but you get a very high compaction at the top and an adequate compaction at the bottom. The alternative was to build the pavement in two layers, but this is not particularly productive because there is a problem in actually getting the two layers to bond together. And there's been a number of problems with that in terms of pavements that have been built in two layers. And while they have very good compaction in both layers, they haven't bonded. And when they don't bond, one slides across the other and you can get a very short fatigue life with cracking in the top layer at less than 10% of the design traffic. So I think it's generally considered these days that it's better to have one layer that might have a gradient of compaction than two layers that are fully compacted.